This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Hire American, buy American is one of the slogans of the Trump administration. There's nothing wrong with that sentiment meant to tug on patriotism. I've tried to buy American, although it is hard to determine sometimes the origin of items, as the components of so many U.S. products are foreign-made, and likewise the components of so many foreign products are produced in the United States. Almost all the major consumer products sold today are hybrids of some sort. It is very difficult, if not impossible, to buy American in the sense of the sentiment. Not even the names are totally discerning of country of origin anymore, as Toyotas may have more U.S.-made parts than Dodge. The latter has an American name but does not have all U.S. ownership. Unwinding the global multi-corporate gaggle could become the largest disruption in economic history and certainly cause a global recession if attempted too quickly. The net result of deglobalization would be for consumer prices to go up significantly. Buy American is a good guide but can only be practiced within the limits of what is practical and reasonable. Global supply chains made products where the cost of production is lowest. And there are some instances where products are not made in the United States. We can assume that Trump practiced buy American, hire American as much as he could in his businesses, but there are many instances when he bought foreign and hired foreign because that made the most business sense. It was how he stayed under budget on his projects. In some of those instances, he passed on buying higher-cost U.S.-made products in his construction. An example of his pragmatism was seen in how he modified the rule that in order to approve the Keystone XL pipeline, it had to be built with U.S. steel. Donald wants U.S. pipelines to be made with U.S.-made steel, but is making an exception for the Keystone, as the Canadian company already stockpiled the material for the pipe, and half came from the United States and half from elsewhere. The Keystone XL project already has enough trouble with low oil prices and atrophying tar sands oil production to contend with that a Buy American regulation would block it. Donald professes to hate regulation, but that is what Buy American is, a regulation that would require definition of the country of origin of every product. What constitutes American made? Suddenly telling U.S. consumers what country their meat comes from seems pretty simple by comparison. General Motors is exiting the European auto market. The cost of meeting the European Union regulations and market scale needed to be profitable has deterred GM to the point where they have essentially given up on their market prospects there. By exiting the EU market, it means that GM takes its lumps now rather than risk the turmoil that an unraveling of the European Union would entail. The EU market is made of currency trade and regulatory risk that General Motors is now stronger for having shedded. You're listening to the Comstock Report. On the grains. While I do not have anything good to say about the soybean market, let's reach for a few things that could help save the corn market. There is a correlation between Great Lakes winter ice coverage and U.S. corn yields. Low ice coverage has been followed by low yields. All would admit to this winter having been without much winter in it, and rain in February was spooky. Great Lakes ice coverage is only 13% in mid-February. I will tell you for sure what that means next harvest. My partner who manages AgriVantage Crop Insurance also points out that the longest stretch that the fall price for corn was lower than the spring price was 4 years, and 2016 was the fourth year in the sequence. That means that if the fall corn price is below $3.96, it would be 5 years in a row, which sets a new record. Some would argue that the odds are against a lower fall price this year. How could that not happen? First, corn acreage would have to come in below 90 million, and the spooky weather that we have been having would need to stay troublesome for our growing season. That is a lot to ask, but not outside the realm of possibility. It is not impossible for soybean acreage to exceed corn acreage this year. We would hold off toward making further new crop corn sales until 425 to 430 is tested in new crop. If corn planting intentions turn out to be surprisingly low, that would likely be another nail in the coffin of the soybean market. I will tilt toward maximum revenue insurance in soybeans if the chance of a revenue indemnity in soybeans would appear significantly higher than for corn. While the USDA updated its soybean acreage expectation to 88 million acres, farmer surveys have been higher, 90 plus million. The March Intentions Report is a survey report which is still dependent on farmers telling the truth. If you are planting more soybeans, they should be hedged. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.